Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so you have seen the title, and here is a visual representation of your reaction.
No, 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 it's not right, how dare you?
That's right, we're all done, let's burn it to the ground. Or just bear with me and let's have an interesting conversation. Because wrestling right now is awesome. It doesn't matter what kind of style you like or what kind of wrestling you want to see. It is just out there waiting for you and will give you a loving embrace when you find it. So you could actually say that the wrestling bubble is smaller than ever. This is why it may be about to cause a major problem. I screwed it up. Why? Here's why. I said why in the first bit. I fire myself. Now, you all know me. Still the same old G. I shouldn't have said that. I just heard the song earlier. Anyway, I do love wrestling, and even the bad stuff entertains me for better or worse because I watch it as such, because I just think it's such a creative endeavor, and the fact that you can always get an instant reaction, well, that just rocks. I mean, I just want to see what people are going to do, but as silly as it may sound, you can have too much of something, and it kind of feels like the professional wrestling world is getting to its breaking point. Because let's face it, it may not feel as exciting right now as it has. Now, I'm not referring to all the breaking news stories that have happened over the last few weeks. I am talking about the product. Now, when it comes to WWE, it's always going to be a little bit of a mixed bag, especially when it comes to something like Monday Night Raw. Because I don't care if Steven Spielberg decided he was going to put a wrestling show together, you're going to be hard pushed to be able to do an entertaining one for 3 hours every single week. And you can't deny the repetitiveness, you can't deny the 50-50 booking or the constant rematches or sometimes that feuds go way too long. But also coming out of WrestleMania, which was awesome, you can't argue against that, the major things have been Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins and Naomi and Sasha Banks walking out of the company. And yes, all that other stuff, but again, I'm talking about things that exist within the confines of the show. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that after you do get away from the granddaddy of the immortals, I got that one wrong, I kind of pushed them all together a little bit, there should just be something more to talk about. And instead, it kind of feels like we headed into that May lull. That has happened a lot. AEW is slightly different because if you're into what they're selling, they're still doing a good job. Although, yes, to be fair, you could say that about WWE. But the switch with All Elite Wrestling is that they are now no longer a new spangly bright company. If that scene is gone, you don't have to give them the benefit of the doubt anymore because they're doing it. And they have created so many incredible moments for their fan base. Well, you know what all of us geeks do. Wake up every day and say, well, can we please have another incredible moment? Now, this has manifested itself in an amazing wrestler, but all you got to do is go on social media and you will hear people saying, well, where did this guy go? And I've lost my favorite, and now that's made me a sad panda, because I tell you, when you do have a bunch of bodies, no matter how skilled they may be, trying to use them when you only have 3 hours of television across an entire week, well, that's going to be difficult. There's kind of the opposite problem that WWE has. And let's not pretend otherwise either, because we are now 3 years in, AEW can't offer you new stuff anymore. Like the first time they did a cage match, it was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna do a cage match. Same with an Iron Man match, or a DQ match, or a hardcore match, whatever it will be. But we've done that all now. Now we're getting to round twos, so you've gotta start trying to think outside the box more. And there's more to this as well, because Impact Wrestling is a tremendous promotion, but again, it doesn't seem to be able to break through that barrier. And there's a reason that New Japan is so desperate to work with AEW at the moment, and that's because the pandemic absolutely kicked its ass when it came to its business model. And as for Ring of Honor, well, at the moment, that is just AEW until it's not anymore, but that does tie into my next point. Because I'm going to ask you two questions, so please do get a piece of paper, a pen, and write this down, because one, do we really need another wrestling show on TV? And if so, two, who the hell has the time? Because it's just more competition atop of already competition, which means every single promotion has to sit there week to week and go, well, how the hell are we gonna get all these eyeballs on us? It means more than ever, it's all about what we can do next. And if you drop the ball, even the slightest bit, everybody goes absolutely crazy and starts prodding you on Twitter to the point that when you get 7 days down the line, you've gotta pull something even bigger out your ass just to calm this all down. And I get it too, you want that adrenaline high, which ties directly into everything that happened with Satnam Singh. You remember that. Because when the lights went off, Pavlovian conditioning kicked in, and a bunch of wrestling fans thought, oh my gosh, every time the lights go off and they come back on again, I see somebody that I'm actually in love with. And then when it was Satnam, who you didn't know, it was like, well, what's going on?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So this meant their expectations that only lasted for about 8 milliseconds had just been ruined and they were disappointed. What do you do when you're disappointed in 2022? You have a voice, we've already talked about it, and you go online and do it. And I really don't think that it was that bad, especially because wrestling has no off-season. It is 365 days a year. So how exactly do you incentivize the audience when you have that much product? I don't actually think it's possible. It's why most shows don't do that, because it's too hard. And seriously, just go and do a survey of a bunch of wrestling fans at the moment, and so many are saying, man, just struggling to get into it at the moment, and that's because, perfectly understandably, you're a little bit burned out. Because if you do try and take it all in, it's like a full-time job, and I know that because it basically is my full-time job, and I'm very lucky and I'm very blessed to be able to do it, but sometimes you look at the calendar and you think to yourself, how? And what do you even do nowadays to spark the revolution too? I mean, AEW has already done it. The fact that they are competitive is absolutely brilliant. But even bringing in all of these stars hasn't really rocked the boat to any great extent, in the sense that WWE is still smashing it, to the point, because all their content is already paid for, you can have a build like the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, premium live event. Now actually, when I sat down and watched it, it was flubbing great, but leading up to it, you could just tell, well, I don't think they care about it, so why should I? I mean, it's this attitude that has actually allowed them to give birth to NXT 2.0, because they don't want to worry about the ratings anymore, they just want to try and create the next wave of stars. And given that we have said that word, honestly, if Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, and Rampage don't do a number that people think it should do, once again, it's just die, oh, it's all crappy. I mean, why do you even care? If you enjoyed the show, just smile and move on. So we are now living in a world where you have to throw everything at the wall and hope that something sticks, which is one of the reasons why we're getting the Forbidden Door pay-per-view, because it's literally two companies going, oh, I know what works, dream matches, we'll give you as many as possible, and you can't fault it. because just go and look at the statistics in sense of how quickly it sold out. The thing is, even this has kind of become common territory now, and I'm not complaining, but it is the law of diminishing returns. I mean, check out Will Ospreay and his debut recently. He just turned up, said hello, then he had a match on Rampage, then he had a match on Dynamite, and he was so good because he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. But if you had done that back in 2019, people would have had kittens. And that's why I don't think you can get mad at this, because it means we've had so many debuts and so many surprises, including going to WWE, like Cody Rhodes. You just sort of get used to it. This does tie directly into the fan base too, I know, because I'm one of them, but we're passionate, we care, and we like to make a lot of loud noises. But when we've been given such amazing presents, when all of a sudden what a company has to do is go, okay, well, this time, we're just going to have wrestler versus wrestler, and one of them's going to win, and one of them's going to lose, and maybe one of them win a championship. It's a bit like, oh, is that it? Is that all you've got to offer me? Or at least, there's always one person that goes, well, I know you gave me that, but why wasn't it Kenny Omega versus Stone Cold? And you can laugh, but I saw that on Twitter the other day. Ultimately then, if 2018 and 2019 were somewhat golden periods for wrestling, now things have settled down and you've honestly got to make a commitment, because it's all about wrestler morale, or there's ratings, or there's wins and losses, or there's work shoots. I mean, you can't just dip your toe in with wrestling anymore. The water will just gobble up and say, ha ha, now this is everything. We shouldn't complain though, so I do apologise if I have been doing that, because the fact we're getting something we love is the greatest thing ever. But TV has done this before with other genres, and it's always a dangerous tightrope to walk, because basically, executives see, oh man, this wrestling thing, that's getting hot. Let's make sure we have a programme, we'll put it there, we'll put it there, we'll put it there. And then there's too much, so the interest dies down a bit, and even though we pinged up to 10, now we've fallen back to 4. So it's impossible to keep that enthusiasm up, is what I'm saying, because you're just a human being, and this is totally okay. So rather than run yourself into the ground, pick your moments, my friends, pick your spots. If you need to take a couple of weeks off, this is actually okay now, because whether it is WWE, AEW, Impact, whatever, New Japan, they're always trying to let you know what happened days ago, because once again, it's all about the right here, right now. Mostly what I'm trying to tell you is that taking a break is okay, and it doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't make you a bad fan. You always see these articles going, oh, if you don't watch everything, you don't deserve to call yourself a professional wrestling supporter, and that is gibberish. You watch it to be entertained, so figure out how that works best for you, and go with it. So maybe saying there's a major problem in wrestling is a little too strong, but it is getting into some people's heads. And when you know that's happening, it's just time to say bye for wrestling for a little while. But you won't be able to get away, because what will happen is you'll do that, and then a very powerful executive will have to step down from the board temporarily, and you'll stare off into the distance and think to yourself, why does wrestling never sleep? I guess it's not tired yet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.